Well, joining us now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have Jennifer Constable. She's the chairman of the Hull Board of Selectmen, going to give us a recap about what happened last night during their meeting. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Christine. Thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, absolutely. Now, you know, I know a number of area boards were talking about this. I know we've been talking about it, but I believe on your agenda last night, you talked a little bit about ARPA funding and how that would relate to the town of Hull.
Correct. We had a slight discussion about that. The board continued its presentation from department heads, one of which was an update on Hull's roadway paving plan, as well as an update from our wastewater treatment facility director. And the question came up about potential funding, and Hull, like many other communities, received CARES Act funding, which was primarily expended on COVID response, but also ARPA funding, which the town is currently considering how it will be spending those dollars, which may be able to include some roadway work and assistance with wastewater treatment facility. But that'll be an ongoing discussion over the next few weeks or so.
Which is also what I wanted to ask you about. You talked about an update on the roadway paving plan. Of course, when we get into the spring with all the roadway work that goes on in every town, are there any major plans for Hull this season?
There are Hull is making its way through a five-year roadway paving plan, which began in about 2018, and has made some great progress. I think we've completed will complete 40% of that plan. Unfortunately, it's a little bit delayed only because of supply chain issues and cost increases, which is not unique to Hull. But, yeah, significant amount of major road work and some side street road work will continue this coming season.
Now, what about the wastewater treatment facility? I know that there was a presentation, I believe, from the director of that treatment facility. Anything new on that front?
That work, too, also continues in full force. As some people may recall, we had a major failure at the plant a few years ago. Happy to say that upgrades and improvements are well on track. And like I said, are continuing to improve, but in an area also where we continue to look for additional funding so that we don't have to turn to the tax base or taxpayers to cover some of those costs.
And one more quick question, a fun question. What about a request to hold Porch Fest? I know that that's always a very popular event.
It is. So the board approved two very popular events, which are becoming annual events. That would be the car show, which will be held on June 12th, but also Porch Fest, and that is scheduled to be held on Saturday, September 17th from 1 to 6 p.m., and great local musicians playing for the better part of that day and draws a great crowd from not only Hull but the region. So we're looking forward to those, both of those events.
That sounds terrific, and we appreciate you joining us this morning. Again, that's Jen Constable. She's the chairman of the Hull Board of Selectmen. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Christine. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.